pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Getting ready for boys basketball action, and joining me, head coach of the undefeated East Sac County Raiders, head coach Todd Bontrager. And before we really jump into any games, coach, it's kind of got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? A 4-0 start and some good quality wins so far as well.
Yeah, you know, been pleased with how we've been playing for the most part. You know, last week we got a good win at home against OABCIG, pretty athletic team there. And we kind of trailed throughout the first 2.5 quarters and then put together a pretty good end of the third quarter. And then right into the fourth quarter, we had a really nice run. So, you know, I ended up winning by, I think, 12 or so. And that was a good win for us. And then we turned around and the very next night went to Newell Fonda. And it's kind of the same pattern of the game there. We kind of played a so-so first half and then kind of hit our stride there in the third quarter and had a really nice run again early in the fourth, and then just kind of sealed the game there. So I kind of like the temperament of our team. You know, when things weren't going so good, we didn't keep it snowballing in that direction, and we kind of stayed the course and did some good things and finished with momentum in both wins.
You look at your four wins. We talked about it last week, but the first two, pretty sizable wins. The last two, a little bit closer. What has really been working for your team? It doesn't seem to matter how close the game is at halftime, whether you're home or on the road. Everything just seems to be flowing really well right now for the team.
Yeah, we've shot the ball well for the most part. We can tighten it up with taking care of the ball. We had a few more turnovers than we'd like. So that's kind of kept us from playing a real smooth game. And then, you know, defensively, we got to keep getting better each game. Because we're not going to shoot the ball good every night. I want to develop confidence in our bench there. We got to get guys some more breathers and stuff. So we got to get guys that can step it up more consistently and give us what we need them to give us. And that's going to be consistent defense and taking care of the ball and playing a trusted role off the bench. So we want to work on that. And that's something we want to nail down within the next couple, three games before Christmas.
We talked about after the game against OABCIG, the play of Ryan Clare, but that continued into the Newell Fonda game. He ends up with a double-double, as does Luke Wright in that game. Again, the road win at Newell Fonda. Talk a little bit about those two, and then Sam Julin again getting the double-digit scoring for your team in the game as well.
Consistent player as far as from a scoring standpoint, as far as shooting it. He shot it really well. Been steady, averaging 13, 14 points. He's just been right there. And, you know, he's playing point guard full-time for the first time. And so he's learning that position. And then Ryan Clare's been, he's done a great job all four games. Had to fight off a little foul trouble in a couple of those, but he's been super consistent also. He's just been pulling down the boards. I think he's been between 12 and 15 boards about every game. And then Luke Wright had a really good breakout game against Newell Fonda and scored it well around the rim. And so, and Caleb Eichhorn's been really consistent, too. He's been giving us 12, 13 points a game. So those four guys have given us a lot of consistency, and Carter Ludwig gives a good, steady performance with defense and taking care of the ball and whatnot. So guys doing a great job.
Pregame coverage once again here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, head coach of East Sac County Raider boys basketball, head coach Todd Bontrager joining me. And now you start to look towards tonight, a little bit of a slower week, I guess you could say, for the team, only having the two games, but you dial into tonight. You're playing host to Pocahontas area. Give us some thoughts on this one as your team tries to go to a 5-0 start.
We always have some battles with them. You know, we got them at home. We feel good about playing at home. But they kind of been an up-and-down team. They played Manson. He's played really good in our conference early in the season. They played them to a 10-point game, which I thought was pretty good. And so it's kind of a team that they play a lot of kids, and we got to kind of keep their top two scores in check a little bit. If we do that, I think we'll be okay at home. But got to come out and play more consistent. And, you know, if we're going to continue shooting the ball well, you know, I think we'll be all right, but we're going to have nights where we don't hit shots. We've got nights we're going to be in foul trouble, so we've got to be able to overcome that.
And then last question for you, Coach. Obviously, you look one game at a time, but before the Christmas break, your final three games are at home. Talk a little bit about that. It's kind of nice to be able to wrap up the first part of the schedule at home, playing so well already.
I think, you know, playing at home early in the year helps with confidence and bring your team together. you know, early in the season on the road, it can be tricky, you know, as far as things clicking offensively. So, you know, our team's going to grow throughout the year. We're going to be growing into a pretty decent team by the end of the year. So when we do get more of those road games towards the latter part of our schedule, you know, hopefully we're seasoned and ready for that situation. But, you know, I look forward to playing these games at home here this Tuesday and Friday, and then next Tuesday. And hopefully we go into Christmas break playing with some continued momentum.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And that was head coach Todd Bontrager of the East Sac County Raider boys basketball team. Pre-game coverage continues. It's right here on Mix 101.7, and it continues next.